Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, everybody. I'm coming to you a little bit raw today, so bear with me as I get through this, what I have to say. Last week, I was on retreat in Mexico. I taught a retreat in Tulum to a fabulous group of human beings looking to press pause and rebalance, renew, recharge. But what I found myself doing is retreating myself in many ways. Retreating is an amazing thing, and it was something I came to too late in life, in my opinion. Probably took my first yoga retreat when I was maybe 35. And I've done dozens since, both taken and taught. And it is so underestimated. They're so undervalued in our culture. It's not a vacation per se. It is time to turn everything off, to stop doing, to stop moving around so much, and to really allow yourself to dive deep underneath the busyness and to tend to yourself. We're not taught to do it. It's not valued. It's not conditioned. We just don't do it in our culture. And so last week I found myself both as student and teacher in many ways because I so desperately needed time to reflect and time to renew and recharge. And so I spent the week on the beach in Tulum. Fabulous place called Maya Tulum, which is really a top-rate retreat center where you just go barefoot all week and get fed amazing food. And my palapa, which was my little cabin, was literally 10 feet from the surf, where the sound of the ocean waves just was music in my ears for 7 days straight. And I paint this picture for you not to make you feel bad because you're not there or weren't there, but to just entice you to value time away. And so we unplug on retreat from as much as we can from devices, and we plug into our heartbeat, and we plug into our breath rhythm, and we plug into nature and the subtle shifts of nature. And in unplugging from life, we drop below busyness. The mind naturally starts to settle down over the course of a few days. It really does take about 3 days for the nervous system to stabilize and for the mind to start to settle. Because as you know, our nervous system is the metric for the mind. It is the meter. It is the buzzing. When the buzzing starts to settle, the mind starts to settle. And so it takes that type of duration of a few days for us to get there. And then what happens is we're able to start to really tend to those very, very tender pockets of our being that needs attention. Sometimes it catches us by complete surprise. Like, holy smokes, I didn't know I felt this way. I didn't know I was carrying that tension. I didn't know I was blaming others for this. I didn't know I was still carrying that grudge. It is unbelievable what gets, what comes to surface, what arises, what emerges when we drop below busy. Now, we can have these sort of ahas during the day, during a good yoga class, or during a walk in the woods, perhaps after a really good sleep. We can sense those underlying
strains on our system. But it's not until we remove ourselves for a few days and really start to settle the muddy waters that we can truly tend to the self. What does that mean, to tend to the self? To nurture the self. You know, it all sounds so selfish, right? It all sounds so narcissistic in some ways, but it's not. When we lift the hood of the car and we get underneath and we start to poke around at the equipment, we start to be able to align the systems in a way that can redirect our lives. If we're puttering around town with a system that's not running at full speed, that's kind of squeaky and rusty here and there, we're going to be, one, not firing on all cylinders. We're not going to be performing at our highest level, but also we're going to be grinding away at different systems that need attention. So we could be wearing down stuff that we're not even aware of. I mean, this isn't small stuff. And I think one of the greatest disservices that we're doing to ourselves and that we're teaching others to do to themselves is to not care for the self in a holistic, simple, practical way. And so last week, I had the great opportunity to do that, to really look at my systems. What was working? What wasn't? What's important? What's not? And I learned over the course of the week how to shine the light on those things that were important, like not beating myself up, right? Like letting go of moving my body, taking a week off from a lot of movement. I was teaching a lot of movement, but I wasn't moving a lot myself. And I just said, screw it. It's okay. I'm going to give myself the week off. How about that? I'm going to be gentle with myself this week because I've been feeling very weary with caring for my mom and my dad as my dad's illness progresses. There's been a weariness. And I thought, my God, just give yourself a break. And so you could hear it in my voice, you know, coming off of a week away. Yes, I feel renewed, but I also feel like, heck, I need a little bit more of this in my daily life. I can't continue to run at high speed, especially now. And so what I offer you this week is that same opportunity. Can you give yourself permission to tend to yourself more gently this week, more carefully? And so I have a few pieces of advice that have helped me. Feeling very raw right now and feeling very reflective, I have unearthed some tips, right? Some of these mini wins, strategies that may help you. Don't take on too much. If you're feeling like you need to tend to yourself this week, don't take on too much. Say no to mostly everything. Sounds good, right? What can you say no to? What can you say no to? What can you say no to? Look at your calendar. Right, create that white space. Don't overexplain yourself. Oh boy, this is a real big one for me right now, as I have a lot going on with my family and my dad. Don't overexplain it. I mean, so many loving people out there asking me how my dad's doing, and I've decided I'm not going to overexplain it to every single person. He's declining. Thank you for asking. We're there for him, and he's comfortable. Don't get involved in the news. How about that? How about pick one time a day to look at the news and no more? And to choose what articles to read more about. I'm not saying don't be informed, but don't get overly involved. How about social media? Can you take a little diet? Can you go on a social media diet? I'm on one right now, by the way. In fact, I've cleaned up my Instagram quite a bit. And so I'm just going to say this. I've unfollowed just about everybody because I see everything on Facebook anyway. And I feel like I'm seeing a lot of stuff twice. So I unfollowed almost everyone except some of the feeds that I want to see for professional reasons, for reposting. So my Instagram now is just very cleaned up. I feel clearer just going on there if I need to post or repost. So, you know, you choose one area, one platform to see your friends on. We don't need to see each other on five platforms. So if I unfollowed you on social media, please don't take offense. It really is just because of that. Watching how much information you take in. Right? This is tending to the self. Watching how much information you take in. Right? If we can't be the guardian of our own state, who will be? Nobody. So that's it, guys. I'm going to leave you with that, a really kind of simple week here. Tending to the self, what I learned on retreat, you know, how I began to just let go of all of these strains that are tugging and pulling and charging me up, and then really getting below the busyness and looking a little bit at a time at all these different aspects of life. And then there's just these last couple of tidbits about saying no, about just treading lightly, on keeping your eyes on what you're doing, on not getting involved in too much news or too much drama, taking a break from the social media and the information, and just sleeping, eating well, drinking a lot of water, and tending to the self. I would love to hear what this means for you. How do you get below the busyness? Tell me. I'll share it with others. This is how we walk each other home. Thank you for listening. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.